The BVW Podcast presents This Week in Music History. This week in 1978, a week after the film was released to theaters, the John Williams composed soundtrack to the movie Superman was released. Title to Superman. The soundtrack score was released this week in 1978. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1971, David Bowie released the album Hunky Dory. This week in 1980, the movie 9 to 5 was released in theaters. It starred Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton, and Dolly's title track for the film went on to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in early 1981. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. And this week in 1971, the main ingredient recorded their classic hit, Everybody Plays the Fool.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule.
Main ingredient with Everybody Plays the Fool. The song was recorded this week in 1971. Now even more of this week in music history. This week in 1970, Elvis visited the White House and met President Nixon.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
This week in 1954, Shake, Rattle, and Roll by Bill Haley and his Comets was the first rock song to ever hit the UK chart, where it would eventually peak at number 4.
I said, shake, rattle, and roll. I said, shake, rattle, and roll.
And this week in 1979, we had the last number 1 song of the 1970s, Escape by Rupert Holmes.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read.
If you like piña coladas,
escape. the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. And the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, you're the lady I've looked for. Come with me and escape.
Rupert Holmes and Escape. The Piña Colada song was the final number one song of the 1970s, and it hit number one this week in 1979. It was also the first number one song of the 1980s. Now even more of this week in music history. Born this week in 1939, Eddie Kendricks. Billie Eilish was born this week in 2001.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Brett Scallions, lead singer of Fuel, was born this week in 1971.
And out of your ways, all you dream falls on me. It falls on me.
And born this week in 1949, twin brothers Maurice and Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees.
Thank you.
The Bee Gees form Maurice and Robin Gibb. The twin brothers were born this week in 1949. Other birthdays for the week include Robbie Dupree. Carl Wilson, lead guitarist for the Beach Boys, was born this week in 1946. Born this week in 1951, Nick Gilder. Hot child in the city. And born this week in 1943, Keith Richards.
I told you I'd outlive you, because I was the most likely to die for many years. This is what will happen to you all if you get as lucky to get as old as I am. Richards singing lead for the Rolling Stones. Keith was born this week in 1943. And with that, we'll wrap up another week of This Week in Music History.